Hello everyone, we're on our way to Sidcup again and we're stuck in traffic and Elise is doing her usual entertaining the drivers thing with the windows down and the volume up, and she's tapping along and she's amused because Josh is following behind and he's in a grump and it makes her laugh because she's quite mean really. She's actually staying quiet for once. I don't think we're going to get a word out. She's engrossed in dancing along to her entertaining the lorry driver's music and tapping on a steering wheel. Are you not going to speak today? No. No, she's not. All right, so that's what Elise has been doing. We've had Dolly Parton most of the way down, and now she's decided she's stuck in traffic, so she's going to bring things upbeat and watch the truckers in front have a dance. All right, guys, bye. So now she's having a conversation out the car window with the driver beside her, which I presume is Josh, and she's just not talking to random what? Yet.
I do love you.
Yeah, it's definitely Josh. It's not a random stranger, I think. Yeah, definitely Josh. The Welsh accent gives it away, but I was slightly concerned for 1 minute that she was talking to some randomer, which wouldn't be beyond possibility, would it?
Maybe.
So we've been sitting now in the traffic for about 15 minutes and we're rather bored, aren't we?
Yeah, and I've got an itchy boob.
Right, thanks for that. I did bring them up well, although you wouldn't know it from last week, Jamie's musical boo, and now Elise's...
what was her musical boo?
Oh, it was just beyond. Karen recorded it, and it was three songs that Jamie likes to play.
Oh,
someone's got the horn, hello. It was three songs that Jamie likes to play, and one was the Lady Saw Heels on track.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then there was the Tangski talking about his wife being a bit of a slapper. And
no.
Then there was, the Willy song.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like the first one.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, I did bring them up well, honestly, although it doesn't sound like it. As you can hear, we're pretty much We're pretty much surrounded by heavy vehicles and traffic and things. We are moving a bit faster. Okay, Elisa's got this on and I think it's the theme tune to something, but I've no idea what. Now she's stopped it. Thanks for that. I was hoping to get an idea. Right, we are actually moving a bit now. Okay, she's brought it slightly more up to date. I think it's some 80s CD, Miami Sound Machine from the sounds of it. But we are still stuck in traffic and we are still very bored. But it's the fault of a broken down coach, apparently. Bloody coach drivers. And I'm allowed to say that because my brother's one. Although I would say it even if you were not. Because I kind of just say what I like, what I think, and, you know, get into trouble for it later. There isn't much to say, really. Still,
neither we.
Oh, right. Well, thanks for that. When don't you? We didn't stop at South Thingy, did we?
South Minge.
Yes. South Mims, is it? Mims? No, it's... Oh dear. I'm not sure this is quite publishable, actually. I think it might have to go up with a foul language warning. Not from me. So she needs a wee. And she has two services that she stops at. One on the way down and one on the way back. And they're always the same too. Well, we will soon be there, and I'm quite excited to see the new house. I don't know whether Josh is going to do the whole carrying Elise over the threshold thing like you do when you get married.
No, 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 no.
Or if you're not a fat cow, you do when you get married. But if you're a really fat cow, then I guess you probably don't. Because your husband can't pick you up. So, yeah. Not that I've got any problem with being... I'd have more of a problem than being carried over a threshold than I would with being a fat cow, actually. I think my husband would break his back if he tried that one. So, yeah. Not that I've got a husband either, but that's all right. Right. That's it again from me. I'm going away again now. We are through the toll gates. And therefore, going over the bridge.
No, the other way around.
Oh, no, over the bridge. Not through the tunnel.
No, that's on the way back.
But over the bridge, we have to go through the tunnel on the way back, apparently. And we're moving again. Just goes to show, doesn't it? How these toll gates things hold people up. So in about 10 minutes, we will be at Sidcup and at the estate agents. And EC will sign for and collect the keys to a new house. Won't you?
Maybe.
Shall I give your address out in case anyone wants to come to a party? No, are you sure?
Yeah. Not today.
Okay. There's no furniture in it though, so all the blind people that came wouldn't walk into anything.
A bit hilarious though, aren't they? Well, then we move the furniture around, you know.
You're a bit spiteful, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not very nice, is she? She's horrible. Right, well, that's probably it for the boo on the way to Sidcup, because the next one will be the fact that we've arrived and we'll do a tour of Elise's house that she's going to live in with three men. Three men and an Elise. It's not three men and a baby. Bye-bye.
Three men and an Elise, hamster and ten fish.
Three men and a what?
An Elise, a hamster and ten fish.
Yes. But there was a film, wasn't there? Three men and a baby.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. And now it's three men and an Elise.
Yeah.